USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says
we have three words to the president. Open the government.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The Texas Attorney General is praising a ruling linked to Planned Parenthood. A 2017 court decision said Texas could not remove Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the judge who made the initial ruling didn't use the correct standard. It will now go back to the same judge to be deliberated all over again. The case centers around an hours-long recorded video that showed Planned Parenthood staffers discussing altering abortion procedures to collect fetal tissue for research. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was asked on CNN's State of the Union if the president ever talked to his former attorney, Michael Cohen, about his congressional testimony concerning a Russian real estate deal.
And so what if he talked to him about
it? Is it not possible that Michael Cohen had that conversation? I'm just asking you for what happened or what didn't happen.
It's not possible.
The president, Michael Cohen, left the conversation thinking, well, this is what the boss wants me to say.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The partial government shutdown has left some websites vulnerable. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
With the partial government shutdown continuing and no votes expected anytime soon, one of the areas that is now being affected is cybersecurity and keeping us safe from hackers. Kirk Knutson is a cyber guy. He explains.
Yeah, and we love, by the way, what happens when we finally wake up to the idea that in this country, the real core people that are at the defense of cybersecurity are the ones that should be paid more already, and now they're not getting a paycheck. And what's happening is there's this thing called the brain drain going on in the U.S. government, and that is when corporate structures come in and they're at this moment having an idea of saying, hey, this might be the perfect time to take away from the Department of Homeland Security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Rams have won the NFC Championship and are now headed to the Super Bowl. L.A. trailed the entire game against the New Orleans Saints before tying the game twice in the fourth quarter. The score was tied at 23 when the time ran out, pushing the game into overtime. The Rams kicked a 57-yard goal to win the game 26-23. And the New England Patriots won the NFL Championship, also in overtime. They head to the Super Bowl in Atlanta in 2 weeks after beating the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.